Let's start with our another topic, moral panic and mass media stigmatization. Ethnic, sexual and other minority groups have often found themselves stereotyped or stigmatized in mainstream newspapers, televisions, programs or films. Far from subsuming all differentiation in unified or atomized mass, such a representation can amplify collective difference by constructing marginalized groups as internally homogeneous and essentially different. Theories of divines, labeling, and moral panic emphasize that, as well as contributing to border projectics and discrimination, this can actually strengthen the shared identity. Disconnectiveness and mutual commitment of those groups on the receiving end. Formed delinquent gang culture, chosen 1955 to drug users. Studies have demonstrated that the experience of being collectively rejected and labeled can prompt those involved in marginal groups to become more tightly kinned, more disconnected in their worlds, and more hostile to border society, sometimes to the next extent of developing ever more deviant and counter-hegemonic approaches to life. The media labeling of people as deviant or other then can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. Stan Chosen in 1972 account of the media moral panic surroundings violence between groups of young moors and rockers in the 1960s provides a classic case of study. For Chosen 1972, a stream of sensationalized headlines about actual or expected violence had the effect of stigmatization moors and rockers as a folk devils, that is, dangerous others who posted threat to ordinary society. One of the function of this, according to Cohen, was reinforce the perceiving normally of mainstream's values against the circulated fingers of the outsider. But the coverage is also deemed to have triggered a classic labeling process with respect to moors and rockers themselves. The disconnective characterized and meaning of each group, including their mutual animosity, become cemented in the minds of participants. Their coherence and disconnectiveness as a subculture was strengthened, and the notoriety and not existent with which they were associated attract new recruit while constructing the involvement of existing members. Resentment about media stigmatization, meanwhile, is deemed to have a prompt and amplification in the demands of group participation to the extent that accept of their behavior come to reassemble the media representation. As Cohen puts it, the societal reaction not only increased the deviant chance to acting at all, it also provided him with his lines and strange disconnectings. Since that time, countless moral panics have taken place in response to a variety of events, with hysteria often targeted a particular groups of others, whether in the form of inner city youth, striking workers, new age travelers, being a drinkers, goth or immigrant. Sarah Thornton, demonstrate that negative newspaper coverage of rave culture played an important role in the eventual strength and size of the movement. Panic strike headlines about a drug-filled free parties combined with the banning of records from radio, police camp down and repressive legislation all strengthened the resolve, commitment and sense of unity of rivers, as well as attracting a wave of enthusiastic new participants. Arguing that negative newspaper and broadcast news Baptist Transgression 1995-129. Thornton suggests that by publishing and stigmatization that movement, such a coverage helped to turn rave from transitory fad into a far more committed and long-lasting movement, centered on strong and defiant sense of collective identity. Libeling and moral panic theories then illustrate the way in which mass media can inadvertently define, construct and straighten distinct communities. They raise questions about the notion that communities can only exist as spontaneous entities in the absence of media. In particular, Cohen and Thornton's work suggests that rather than being entirely spontaneous communities, as in a CCCS accounts, strongly held youth subculture identities may have been partially constructed by negative mass media. Negative mass media coverage. Nevertheless, we should acknowledge that the constructions of community as a result of mass media segmentation is a properly limited to small number of highly disconnective or visible minorities, and that moral panics also played role in reinforcing a domestic of normal culture of the majority against which such a abnormal groups of are offended. It is when we begin examine that role of more positive coverage is smaller scale, more narrowly oriented outlets, and that the contribute to mass media to the development of greater numbers of communities across society become a clear. Some people's addicted to drugs and media says it's harmful, so this is news will be deflected by addicted, but media is covering it because it's good for a society. There is another example of media covering a negative coverage, for example rape case, murder, so that people can aware about particular incidents of their lives. Every day the news is filled with stories about war, terrorism, crime, pollution, inequality, drugs, abuse and operations. News is about things that happens, not the things that don't happen. We never see a journalist saying to the camera, "I am reporting live from a country where war has not broken out." Negative news have a great effect on psychological state and process that neutral or positive. Thank you.